That's a pretty long reading of scriptures. I guess you guys had to do a lot of work there.
这是很长的一段经节。
The title of my message today is God's preparation for entry.
我今天的题目是神准备你们进入。
Imagine that you have a child who's about to take a long journey.
想象你的孩子将要去走出远门。
And your child's going to a country that they have never visited and you have never visited.
他将要去一个国家，你和你的孩子都没有去过。
And the people in that country, they don't speak the same language.
那里的人并不说一样的话。
They don't look the same at all.
他们看上去非常不同。
They don't like the people from your country.
他并不喜欢你所在的国家。
And in fact, they consider your child to be a hostile enemy.
他认为你的孩子是对你的孩子非常有敌意的。
How would you prepare your child for such an entry?
那你为你的孩子去那个国家要做什么准备呢？
Well, before God sent His Son to live among us as a human,
当神准备他的儿子住在我们之前的时候，
He did some things to prepare Him for entry.
他为他的儿子来到这里做了一些准备。
In John chapter 1,
约翰福音第一章
It says He came Go to it real quick here John chapter 1 verse 11
约翻福音第一章第十一节
It says he came to that which was his own But his own did not receive him
十一节这样说他来到他到自己的地方来自己的人倒不接待他
AndWhen I spoke, it's either last year or the year before, or during the Christmas season, I spoke about Joseph and his journey.
我去年的时候来这里讲到约瑟和他的旅程。
As we look at God's preparation for entry, for his son entering the flesh and entering our world, I wanted to focus today on Mary as part of that preparation.
当我们谈到神为他的儿子来到世界所做的准备的时候，我今天会谈到玛利亚。
First of all, in verses, in chapter 1 of Luke, verses 28 through 30, we have a unique greeting.
首先在路加福音一章二十八到三十节，我们有一段不太非常奇特的，我们读到这样奇特的话。
And one of the things unique about this greeting was, The greeting was spoken by an angel named Gabriel.
有一点奇特的是，这一段问安的话是一个天使叫加百列说的。
And Gabriel begins by saying, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
那加百列天使这样说，他说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在。”
And the scripture says that Mary was troubled by this greeting.
圣经说玛利亚因这话就很惊慌。
In fact, it says she was troubled at his words.
她说因这话很惊慌。
Now, if an angel spoke to me, I would be troubled by the fact that an angel speaking to me.
那如果哪一天有天使对我说话，我会首先感到很不安的，就是天使竟然跟我说话。
Probably not so much troubled by his words.
也许并不会很关心他说的话具体是什么。
And the angel hadn't really said much to her yet. The only thing the angel had said is, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
天使并没有说很多的话。天使只是说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在。
And I thought about those words, "highly favored."
我听到这些话非常的宝贵。
And I was thinking, why would those words trouble someone?
那我在想，为什么这些话会让玛利亚很惊慌？
I'd be pretty excited.
如果是我的话，我非常的兴奋。
But those are very unique words in Scripture.
这是非常奇特的话。
In fact, in the New Testament, this is the only time where those words are used by God in greeting someone or by one of His angels.
实际上，在新约圣经中，这是唯一的一次神或者差遣天使对人所说的话是这样。
In the Old Testament, that greeting is used, or a very similar greeting is used as well.
在旧约，那么非常一样的问安的话也用过一次。
And it's also a very unique greeting because It only occurs to one person.
那也是非常奇特的话，那也是针对一个人说的。
The first time it occurs, believe it or not, it's spoken by the same person who's, or the same angel who's speaking to Mary.
第一次出现呢，也是同样的一个天使，也是对玛利亚说的。
And it's Gabriel.
也是加百列。
So,It kind of helped me to understand a little bit why she might be troubled by this greeting.
那也许会帮助我了解为什么玛利亚听到这样的话会感到很惊慌。
This was a very unique greeting. We're going to be connecting this Luke passage to the Daniel passage where Gabriel speaks to Daniel.
这是非常奇特的话，这我们会联系到对玛利亚的问案和但以理书的那一段话。
Another thing interesting.About this greeting, or I should say unique about this greeting, is the usage of the word Most High.
另一个很奇特的关于这段话是关于关于那句就是蒙大恩的女子，我问你，主和你同在。
The word or the calling God Most High is also something that's very unique.
这里称到至高神，也是非常非常奇特的话，非常特别的话。
This word meaning most or the greatest or most supreme is only used four times in the Old Testament, and those four times all occur in Daniel.
这里说到至高者，非常伟大的，在旧约圣经中出现过四次，而这四次都是在但以理书。
In the New Testament.Most High occurs 13 times.
在新约圣经，至高者出现过13次。
As it's used here in Luke.
就像在路加福音这里引用。
And five of those 13 times occur surrounding the birth of Jesus.
其中五次是关于耶稣降生的这段时间内说。
Glory to God in the highest, where the angels are singing, that is one of them.
这里说至高者的儿子，这是向神天使说的这样。
So we can see we have a very unique greeting. When the angel shows up,And speaks to Mary.
我们看到加百列天使对玛利亚说的，这是非常特别的一段问安的话。
But beyond the greeting, we also have a very unique message.
那除了这个问安的话呢，它的信息也非常特别。
And some of the unique things about this message that the angel is saying start off with the fact that a virgin is going to give birth.
那么非常特别的这一点在说，就是一个处女要怀孕生子。
This is unique. This has never happened before.
这是太特别了，从前没有这样的事，从来没有这样的事。
And she's going to give birth to the Son of the Most High.
而且呢，奇特的是，玛利亚将会生一个至高者的儿子。
And the Son of the Most High, again, the word Most High, the phrase Most High, is going to be given the throne of David.
而且这至高者的儿子呢，便要坐在大卫的宝座上。
And David was the greatest king that Israel had ever known.
大卫王呢，自然是以色列最伟大的王。
Something else unique about this message is that the Son of the Most High is going to reign eternally.
那么更特别的关于这段话呢，就是说这个至高者的儿子会一直做王到永远。
And Again, I want to go back to Daniel chapter 9 as it relates to the preparation and this idea of a king who's going to reign eternally.
我这里愿意回到但以理书第九章，我们看到神在那里的。
So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open them to Daniel chapter 9.
如果你有 Bible 的话，就翻到但以理书第九章。
So in Daniel chapter 9,
但以理书第九章。
I'm going to go ahead and read Daniel chapter 9 verses 21 to 25.
我这里要读第21节到25节。
While I was still in prayer, Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me, swift in flight, about the time of the evening sacrifice.
我正祷告的时候，先前在异象中所见的那位加百列奉命迅速飞来，约在献晚祭的时候按手在我身上。
He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding.
他指教我说，但以理啊，现在我出来要使你有智慧，有聪明。
As soon as you began to pray, a word went out, which I have come to tell you. for you are highly esteemed. Therefore, consider the word and understand the vision.
在初恳求的时候就发出命令，我来告诉你，因你大蒙眷爱，所以你要思想明白这以下的事和意象。
77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression.
在你本国之民和你圣城已经定了70个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住意象和预言，并告至圣。
Sorry, I didn't finish that.
Okay.
To put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy.And to anoint the most holy place.
Okay, 要止住罪恶，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并告至圣者。
And the next verse, I'm not going to read it, but it talks about the anointed one, the ruler who's going to come.
那下一节我不读，那是关于要高这个至高者，
and,
高者受高者。
I want to just make a connection here between, I believe there's a connection to be made between Daniel and this passage in Luke.
那我想呢，在但以理书九章这里呢，跟路加福音一章是有一个联系。
It's as if we have the angel Gabriel speaking to Daniel about 500 years earlier.
那我看到同样的天使加百列跟但以理说的话，在500年前说的话。
And he greets Daniel with this, You're highly esteemed. Greeting.
那么这个加百列呢，在这个问安的话是非常一样的，说至高。
And he speaks of the Most High God.
那他谈到至高神。
And he talks about the Anointed One who's going to come.
他谈到受高者就要来。
And he describes how the Anointed One will bring forgiveness, redemption, everlasting righteousness, and he will also be called the Ruler.
那么他谈到这个受膏者会除尽罪恶，引进永义，并膏至圣者。
And then it's as if the pause button is pushed.
然后呢，突然时间在这里停住了。
And about 500 years later, we have Gabriel showing up again and speaking to someone and saying, "You are highly esteemed."
那么我们在500年后同样的天使加百列对一个女子说蒙大恩的女子。
So you can imagine why Mary might have been somewhat shocked by this greeting.
所以你会想到玛利亚在那个时候是何等的惊讶。
I got quite excited as I was preparing this talk and made another connection.
我在准备这个讲章的时候发现读到这一点呢，我心里非常的激动。
I looked in several commentaries and I saw the same thing.
那我看到一些解经的时候，我看到同样的信息。
And I want to read part of one of these commentaries.
我想读到这些解经书中所谈到的一些话。
So in Daniel chapter 7, it talks about the 77s.
但以理书七章提到70个期。
Okay. And in this one commentary, it says that is 70 weeks of years, or 490 years.Which is reckoned from the seventh year of Artaxerxes.
那七十个七周实际上就是790年，实际上是从亚达薛西王那时开始。
Which is when Ezra was commissioned to restore the Jewish state and to begin the building of the temple.
那实际上这是以斯拉呢受了神的差遣去重建圣殿的时候。
So it's something that's going to happen 20 years in the future from when Daniel is speaking.
那么这实际上是但以理说这话20年以后的事情。
But 490 years after that,
490年以后
to the month,
一至那个月
is when Jesus was sacrificed on the cross for our sins.
那是耶稣基督死在十字架上的时间。
And so we have this prophecy that people didn't understand at the time, but looking back,It makes amazing sense.
那么我们何等奇特的在这里看到这位先知，当人们当时不懂的时候，我们回头看是何等的精确。
Where we have Abraham's seed,
我们看到亚伯拉罕的子孙
，the Anointed One,
受膏者
，the Ruler who is going to come and bring forgiveness, redemption, everlasting righteousness.
我看到这个统治者，这个受膏者将会来到世上，并且赦免我的罪孽，秉持公义，并且要做王。
So that's a beautiful part of the message that was something that had begun, the preparation for this had begun hundreds of years before, and now we're seeing fulfillment of it.
这是何等美好的一件事！当这件大事要成之前，神就预言这件事，而我们却看到这件事的成就。
Another part of the uniqueness of this message was that the Holy Spirit was going to come on Mary, and the power of the Most High was going to overshadow her.
那么另一件奇特的事就是圣灵要来，并且高这个受高者，而且至高者的能力要在他的身上。
And the end of the message from Gabriel.Is a bit of encouragement to Mary.
加百列最后的信息是对玛利亚的一些鼓励。
And that is that her cousin Elizabeth, this is in verse 36, your cousin Elizabeth will bear a child in her old age.
这就是36节对伊丽莎白所说的话。他说，况且你的亲戚伊丽莎白在年老的时候也怀了男胎。
For nothing is too hard for God.
对神来说没有难成的事。
And this child is not going to be just any child, but this child is John the Baptist, who is going to prepare the way for the Lord.
那么这个男孩并不是一般的男孩，他就是施洗约翰，是给主来所预备道路。
So we have a very unique greeting.
我们看到一个非常特别的问安的话。
And we have a unique message.
我们看到一个很特别的信息。
But we also have a unique carrier.
我们看到这个特别的信息的信使是很特别的。
Not just a messenger, but a carrier of a message.
并不只是信使，而是这个信息的承载者。
And not just a carrier of a message, but a carrier of a person.
并不是一个信息的承载者，而是这些信息在一个人身上。
And not just a carrier of a person, but a carrier of the Son of the Most High.
并不是这个信息在一个人身上，而是这个信息在至高者的儿子的身上。
So, why did God wait 500 years? Why did He choose a teenage girl from a family that's not a powerful and rich family?
那么神为什么等了500年而让他的儿子降生到一个很年轻的女子，并不是一个很有权势的、很富贵的一个女子身上？
What was it about this girl that caused her to find such great favor with God?
那么这样一个平凡的女子是什么使她有得到上帝这么大的恩典？
And there's several things here that I just from mostly from this passage that I think we can see about Mary that are unique.
我们可以看到这几节关于玛利亚是有几处很特别的地方。
First of all, that she's pure and innocent.
首先呢，她是很纯洁并且无罪的。
She's a virgin.
她是个处女。
And she's also, I think.Innocent when you think that God sees the inner part of the heart and He chose her.
那么神看到她纯净的心，便神选择了她。
God wasn't going to be surprised and say, "Oh, I chose the wrong person. Whoops."
那神并不会感到惊讶，哦，我选错人。神是知道人心。
God knew He was choosing a woman with a pure heart.
神知道他选了一个女人，并且她有很纯净的心。
Secondly, she had childlike faith.
她有孩子一样的信心。
In verse 34 through 35, she asks a sincere question.
在34-35节，玛利亚问了一个很单纯的问题。
How can this be, since I'm a virgin?
她说我没有出嫁，怎么能有这事呢？
Now, previously, Zechariah had asked a similar question.
在以前，撒加利亚也问过同样的问题。
Earlier in this chapter.God visits, or I should say, Gabriel visits Zechariah.
那加百列呢，见到了这个撒加利亚。
And he says, "Your wife, I've heard your prayers, and your wife is going to bear a child."
那我听到你的祷告，你的夫人将要怀孕生子。
And Zechariah says, "Oh, how can I know for sure?"
撒加利亚并不相信这件事。
So here, Mary is asking a similar question: How can this be, since I'm a virgin?
那玛利亚问一样的事，说我没有出嫁，怎么能有这样的事呢
？So Zechariah he needed a sign.
那么撒加利亚他需要一个记号。
And Gabriel gave him one.
那加百列给了他一个。
So you're not going to speak until this child is born.
那加百列说，在这个孩子生之前，你一句话也说不出来。
Because you did not believe.
是因为你不相信。
So with Zechariah he asked the question. It sounds very similar to Mary's question.
那么撒加利亚问的问题呢，好，跟玛利亚问题好像是很相似。
Mary's question is how can this be?
玛利亚的问题说，这怎么能有这事？
And yet Mary believed.
但是玛利亚是相信的。
Elizabeth, when she sees Mary, she says, "Blessed are you who have believed what the Lord has said."
那所以呢，在撒加利亚见到是那个伊莎布见到那个玛利亚说你是有福的，因为你信神所说。
So God chose a teenage girl with childlike faith.
那么神选到一个十几岁的女孩，是有一个像孩子一样的心的这样的相信者。
It was a sincere question.
那是一个很单纯的问题。
Kids are not afraid to ask questions.
那么小孩子从来不担心去问各种各样的问题。
Teenagers ask some pretty good questions too.
那么有一些青年人会问一些问题。
But she was not cynical. She had faith.
那么但是不同的一点，玛利亚是有信心。
Another thing we learn from verse 38 is that she was humble.
那么从38节我们看到玛利亚是非常的谦卑的。
In verse 38, she said, "I am the Lord's servant." May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her.
他说我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开他去了。
Now, if an unwed teenager in our culture becomes pregnant,
如果在我们现在这个文化中，如果没结婚的女孩子在没结婚之前就生育就怀孕了，
generally speaking, her parents aren't going to be very happy.
那么他的父母不会高兴。
But at that time, it was much different.
在那个时候是更不一样的。
Not only would her parents not be happy, society could very well stone her to death.
那么并不只是他父母非常生气，而且那个社会会拿石头打死他。
So when she found out, she got her question answered. The power of the Most High.The Holy Spirit's going to overshadow you. The power of the Most High will come upon you, and then you're going to become, you will have God's seed in you.
那么玛利亚这个时候呢，我们就发现前面所说的那至高者的能力，圣灵的能力会荫庇你，你就会有神与你同在。
She didn't say, "Wait, hold on, God," or "Hold on, you know, I know you're an angel, Gabriel,、but."Go choose someone else.
那他并没有推辞，他说：“哦，你是既然是天使，你可以选一个别的人吗？”他没有这样。
Find someone who's married so they don't get stoned.
你为什么不找一个已经结婚的女人去做这件事，她就不会被石头打死呢？
But Mary says, "May it be as you have said."
玛利亚说：“情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
She was humble and willing to accept that.
那她是谦卑，愿意接受。另外，她是很勇敢的。
Was she afraid?
他勇敢吗？
Probably terrified.
他也许非常害怕。
What did she do? The first thing she did, she hurried and went to Elizabeth.
那么他做的第一件事，他就是急忙去见伊丽莎白。
She knew Elizabeth would understand.
他知道伊丽莎白会了解，知道他的处境。
She needed someone who could encourage her.
他需要一个人去鼓励他。
And so.In her fear, she found strength where she needed it.
在她的恐惧中，她在和伊丽莎白的会面中，她找到了力量。
Another thing we learn about Mary.
那么另一件我们关于
why she's a unique carrier.
另外关到她特别的一件事是
is we can see she's deeply connected to God as revealed in her prayer.
那么我们是在她祷告中看到她与神那何等亲密的交流。
In verses 46.
在四十六节
through 48,
到四十八节
she says, "My soul glorifies the Lord; my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior."
她说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。”
She's someone who's in touch with the state of her soul and her spirit.
那么她感到自己的灵受到触动。
Someone who's very deep.
是非常深的地方。
Also, we see that she had a deep knowledge of God.
毕竟我们看到他对神有何等深入的了解。
The things that she says in this prayer from verses 46 through 55,
在四十六节到五十五节，玛利亚的这个祷告的过程中
，are not things that a teenage girl at that time should know.
并不是一个十几岁的小女孩所应该知道。
She talks about things that are way beyond her.
那么他谈到一些事是远远超过他的知识。
Where did she get this stuff?
他怎么会知道这样的事情？
It could be that she sat at the feet of Zachariah and Elizabeth.
他也许是在撒加利亚和伊丽莎伯那里听到。
Zachariah was a priest.
而且撒加利亚是一个祭司。
It could be that she also learned much more and that there's part of the conversation with Gabriel that we don't have.
那也许这是他跟加百利所领受一些没有记在圣经中的一些。
And it could be that God revealed things to her directly.
那也许是神圣灵直接向他启示这些事实。
She had an open heart.
但是他有一个开放的心。
And was deeply connected to God.
与神是深入的连接。
In verse 49, we can see that she's aware that she has been deeply blessed by God.
在四十九节，我们知道她是知道她会神被神所深深的神深深的祝福。
Actually, it's verse 48. She says, "From now on, all generations will call me blessed."
四十八节她自己说，从今以后万代要称我有福。
And in the first part of that, she says he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant.
那一节的前一段，她说，因为她顾念她使女的卑微。
So she understands that God sees her. God knows her.
他知道神是知道他，了解他。
He has an intimate knowledge of her.
他对他有一个何等亲密的知识。
And she takes refuge under the shadow of the Holy One.
他藏在至高者的隐秘处。
In verse 49, she says, "The Mighty One has done great things for me."
49节他说，那有全能的为我成就了大事。
But she goes beyond that. And she understands it's not all about me.
她并且跨出了一步，她知道这并不是关于她自己。
She talks in the next verses about how his mercy extends from generation to generation.
她下一节谈到神是何等把他的怜悯从一代到另一代。
And she prays in thanksgiving for what God is doing in her nation.
她何等感恩，而且是为她的国所感恩。
So we can see that she's someone who sees the big picture.
所以我们看到玛利亚就看到何等大的一个图画。
She's not a teenager who's just caught up in herself.
那她并不是一个十几岁的小女孩，只关心她的自己。
And we can also see that she's a deeply reflective woman.
那么我们同时看到她是一个深思熟虑的人。
In chapter 2, verse 19.It says, Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
在路加福音第二章十九节说，玛利亚把这事藏在心里，反复思想。
So in the end, we can see that Mary is not just a carrier of a message.
所以我们看到玛利亚并不只是一个关于信息的一个承担者。
But she's a carrier of the living God.
她是一个永生神的儿子，就在她里面降生。
And we can see that. He came to that which was not his own, and his own did not receive him.
所以我们看到，那神说他的儿子，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
But in verse 12, in John chapter 12, it says, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God."
那么在约翰福音十二章，他说那些接待他的，他就赐他儿子的名，做神的儿女。
So what does that mean for us?
那对我们意味着什么呢？
Well, for me, one of the things I've been challenged by from Mary's life.
那对于我来说，对玛利亚的这个事情，对我来说有挑战的是什么？
Is when God calls me to do something.
是神叫我去做一些事情。
I often find that there's resistance.
我经常发现我里面是有抗拒。
When I'm asked to preach.
When I, 就是当我去读神学，去讲道的时候。
To share or to lead.
那当我会被神的要求去分享，去带领。
My first response is almost always find someone else.
那我第一个反应马上是找别人好不好？
Moses wanted to run away from what God had for him.
那摩西当时也是想从神让他所做的事情走开。
Zachariah wanted to know for sure that things were going to turn out okay.
那么撒加利亚呢，还是不放心，他一直想确定这件事要发生。
Mary said, "Okay, may it be as you've said."
那玛利亚却说，愿你的旨意成就。
In a sense, here am I, send me.
那么他就说，我是你的使女，使用我。
Another thing that I've been challenged by from Mary's life.
那么另一件事，我在玛利亚的生活中所看到有挑战的事。
Is the way that she took refuge in the shadow of the Almighty.
那么是她藏在至高者的荫庇之下。
And I think this is something that's very connected to why she was able to say yes.
那么这也许就是她为什么在当时能不犹豫地说是接受神的旨意的原因。
In a very difficult situation.
在一个非常非常困难的情况下。
Face and shame are very important parts of Chinese culture.
那么信心和羞耻心是非常重要的关于中国文化的一个特征。
Mary said yes.
如果玛利亚说是。
She was going to bring shame on her family, and she was going to lose face.
她就会她如果同意的话，她就使她并且她的家族蒙受羞耻，并且丢失脸面。
There was no way she could see avoiding those things.
那么没有办法，她能够承受这些。
And the scripture doesn't say too much about the shame that she experienced.
因为圣经并没有说到关于玛利亚如何因这件事她蒙受了羞耻，从社会上来的压力。
But it's hard for me to imagine that her parents immediately believed her.
那么我们很难相信她的父母马上就相信她的话。
And as Mary began to show in her sixth and seventh month,
那么当她在六七月时候会显出她怀孕这件事来之后。
It's hard for me to imagine that people were not like, oh yeah, an angel appeared to her, and the child she's carrying is the son of the Most High God.
那么很难相信周围的人说，哦，这是可以理解的，因为她怀的孩子是从至高神而来。
No.
不会这样发生。
But when we're overshadowed by the power of the Most High God,
当我们藏在至高者的隐蔽下的时候，
and we're abiding in Him,
我们依靠他的时候，
andWhen his opinion of us, the one who knows us the best and loves us the most, is what matters the most.
那么当我们知道那位最爱我们、最了解我们的，他的意思是最好的。
Then the shame that we experience from society or from others.
那当我们那些来自社会和其他人的这些羞愧和指责
becomes bearable.
那就是可以承受的。
And we're able to be united in the sufferings of Christ.
那么我们就在基督上受苦上有分了。
Which is going to draw us near to Him.
而这些事会让我们离他更亲近。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，谢谢你。
That you came and lived among us.
你来并且住在我们中间。
Thank you for how you did this.
我们感谢你做成这件事的过程。
Thank you for Mary's willingness to follow you.
感谢玛利亚何等甘愿的心去跟随你。
To believe you.
去相信你。
To take refuge in you.
去藏在你的身下。
Lord, teach us to follow her example.
主啊，教导我们有这样的心，像玛利亚一样。
Thank you, Lord, that you dwell within us.
谢谢你又在我们里面。
That you are Emmanuel, God with us.
主啊，你就是那以马内利，是与我们同在的神。
We praise you in Jesus' name.
我们赞美你，因耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.